powerful the words of God are, and that God's word is life. Hello, and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson, and you can learn more about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your life. You can learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about God's powerful words in relation to your deeper Christian living. Well, before we jump into our topic, I do have some exciting news for our lady listeners. We're hosting a Your Kingdom Purpose Women's Workshop. I'm so excited about this. Mark your calendar for August 6th as we meet in person in Westminster, Maryland. This day-long love and encouragement workshop will help you, our attendees, discover what God created you for, how to pursue and live out your purpose, something near and dear to my heart, and how to encourage your brothers and sisters in Christ to pursue their purpose as well. Find all the details on our website at loveandencouragement.com.
Yeah, I'm so excited about it, Jo Heather. There's a ton of work we're putting into this, and we're hoping that a lot of you can come out and join us and meet as a person. You know, we'd love to meet some of our fans, wouldn't we? Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So today we're going to be talking about the Word of God and that it's powerful and life-giving. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be sharing with you how God's Word created the world and the words of Christ raised the dead back to life. Interesting. But also, and here's another nice cool thing, is that Jesus is the Word and Jesus is life. A lot to chew on there. This is going to be an eye-opening episode if you have never seen the power of God's Word this way before. And this episode is also going to prepare you for next week's episode on the power of your words. Woo! Oh boy!
Yeah, that's going to be good too. I'm really excited. I'm really excited about this. But yeah, I mean, God's Word is powerful and mighty. You know, His words light our path in this life, and they guide us forward in a very positive way. Only when we let Him, though. Remember, it's always a choice. James tells us not to just listen to God's word, but to do what it says. So I'm looking forward to learning more about what God has to say about the subject of His word today. As it says in Romans, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. So let's get started.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. But before we do, you know, we have to let you know how you can stay in touch with us. So I want to take a moment to let you know how you can support us. First, depending upon what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe. But the most important thing you can do is just share this podcast to spread love and encouragement. That's what we're about. We want to extend an invitation to you to help our podcast grow. So in the world we live in today, a lot of individuals feel discouraged, hopeless, unloved. Many people are searching for a word of encouragement, and they're hungry to know God's word. By partnering with us through prayer and financial support, our podcast is going to continue to grow and impact many more lives. You can find out more about how you can sow into our ministry podcast by visiting our website's donation page at loveandencouragement.com/donate. And also on our website at loveandencouragement.com, we feature early access to both video and audio every Wednesday. You can save time. We also got a form where we'll email you the podcast every Wednesday. So back to our podcast, right? Ooh, so excited. We're going to dive right in. In the beginning, which is the beginning of the Bible. If you're not familiar with the Old Testament, I know some people, Christians haven't read the Old Testament. They stick to the New Testament, but this is going to be good for you if you've never read it before. So in the beginning, God created this physical realm, everything you see around you. He created this when He spoke them. Might be a little skeptical here, but I want you to just follow me. So let's look at these accounts in Genesis. So if you got your Bible, go ahead and grab your Bible, and we're going to be reading from it. Now I'm reading from the King James Version. Your version may be a little different, but just follow along. It basically tells the exact same story. So I'm going to be reading from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 31. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. That's the Holy Spirit. And God said, and I'll repeat this every time he says it, God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And you're familiar with these things. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, that's right, God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, that's right, God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. I love the ocean too. And God said, again, God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the fruit trees yielding fruit after his kind. Whole seeds is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the night from the day, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for the lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. I don't know if you know, but there are trillions of stars out there. It's a busy day for God.
That's right.
And God set them in the firmament. So he spoke them and he created them. He set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, again, God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after its kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast on the earth after his kind, and the cattle after the kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Eat. And every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, where there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good. Very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Woo! Woo! I mean, if you've never read that before, I mean, I know it was long, but some people have never read that before in the Old Testament. And even if you've had, maybe you've never seen it that way before. You know, God said, and it was so. He spoke, you can see it right here, he spoke the world into creation. From the very beginning of the Bible, the power of words is recorded. That's how powerful our God is, that he speaks and things obey and things come to life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Well, Tammy, thank you so much for reading this chapter to us, because it's like you said, it is amazing to realize that our Father God speaks and things come to life. And as I was looking at this more closely, preparing for our conversation today, you know, I counted 16 references to the words said, called, and saying in these 31 verses. I mean, God clearly wants us to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that he is the one who spoke all things into being, including us, which is really cool to think about that. So each word that God speaks in this chapter brings order to what was chaos, right? And how thankful I am that I can apply this truth today. When I allow God to speak into my life, order comes from chaos. And I'm telling you, listeners, it can be the same for you. If you allow God to speak into your life, you can move from a dark, confusing place into a place of light and rest and comfort, right? His word. I mean, Tammy just read it. That's grab a piece of his word and just read it and meditate on it. Let his word just draw you out of the dark and into the light. Now, I love looking at the parallel of this chapter in John 1. Tammy's going to dig into it in a moment and go deeper. But John 1 opens with these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So in relation to this verse, I read a powerful article provided by an organization that's called The Bible Project. Now, after the podcast is over, I highly encourage you to pull this up either on your phone or on the web. It's a nonprofit that was started, you know, about 8 years ago to help people experience the Bible as a unified story that all leads to Jesus. Right? It's all about him. So a few months ago, the Bible Project team posted an article about God's words and how they created. And I really love what they said and how they said it. So I'm quoting from them here, and you'll find that article on their website. They said, God could have nodded or blinked or motioned with his hand, but instead, God is described as speaking. When God created the universe, he spoke it into existence. This beginning was good, but when God's creatures rejected his words of life, all of creation spiraled into death. The world needed a new beginning, so God continued speaking his divine word again and again. That's throughout your Bible, right? You're going to read him his words again and again in Psalms and Proverbs. You're going to hear him speaking through the prophets. Read your Bible, right? Read his words. The Bible Project team continued, creation begins with God speaking. And then a new creation begins when this speaking word of God becomes a human being in the flesh, the living and active person of Jesus. So I wanted to share that with you, and just for you to know that in just a moment, we're going to talk about how Jesus's powerful words bring life. Tammy's going to guide us through that. But before we get into that, I just want to pause and share today's sponsor spotlight. Love and Encouragement to Live By is sponsored by our very own Tammy, otherwise known as T.S. Thompson. She's released a beautiful prayer journal book called The Praying Family, a prayer request journal and guide to family prayer time. She's also the author of a book called My God in Whom I Trust, a study of Psalm 91. We've referred to it quite a bit on the podcast because Psalm 91 is so powerful. You've got to get her book. It will guide you through going deep into that psalm. And you can also check out her most popular book, God is Able, a study of 2 Corinthians 9:8. Now, she is also working this year on her fourth book of her Christian book series, The Land of Good Dreams. It's a really awesome series. You've got to check that out. And you guys know from the podcast that Tammy has a deep desire to move readers with her books and to share the light of God to uplift and inspire. She's blessed with the gift of storytelling and believes the world is in need of good, family-friendly books everyone can enjoy. You can find out more about Tammy and her books at ts-thompson.com. That's ts-thompson.com. Now, if you want to be a sponsor of a future episode and either feature your business or your favorite ministry effort, you can contact us at loveandencouragement.com.
Thanks, Heather.
Sure.
You know, when you were talking about, you know, it's a little connection popped into like a light bulb moment in my head.
Yes.
You know, because you're talking about how God spoke life, mm-hmm. and then you're talking about the fall of man. So God spoke life and brought forth life. That's what we're seeing. He spoke and forth came life. Mm-hmm. And then we screwed it up.
Just to put it bluntly, truth.
What did we, there was no death. God didn't speak, God never intended for there to be death.
No. No.
He didn't speak any of that, did he? He didn't create death. He didn't speak death. But when we sin, it was a result of the fall. Mm-hmm. And that brought forth. See, man brought forth death out of our sin. So I thought it was an interesting connection to kind of bring forth. And what did he do? Well, he sent Jesus to bring back life.
Amen.
He wasn't going to leave us out there saying, well, they messed up big time. What are we going to do? No, he had a plan from the very beginning, knowing that we were going to mess things up. And that's why we needed Jesus, the word of life.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so let's dive back in here. And I promise I'd talk about how Jesus also spoke when he came, because he's the Son of God. He is God. He's God. You know, they have the Trinity. He's part of God. He is God. He's God in the flesh. He's the word. So Jesus spoke, and his word brought life. Brought life. So in the book of John, chapter 11, Lazarus dies. Now, you can read about the whole count starting in chapter 11, but for time reasons, because I already gave you a big chunk of text I already read you, for time reasons, I'm going to jump down to verses 38 through 44. So, starting in verse 38, chapter 11, then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone lay against it. That's how they buried people back then. Jesus said, take away the stone. And Martha, the sister of whom was dead, so this is her brother that had died, said to him, Lord, by this time there's a stench, you know, and he's been in bed there for 4 days. I guess Jesus didn't know that. So Jesus said,
I think he did. I think she was stating the obvious.
She had missed a little bit of what he had said to her. So then Jesus said to her in verse 40, Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Because she was upset that he didn't come earlier to save her brother. Mm-hmm. Okay, but just keep listening to this. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of these people who are standing by, the crowd, that's what he's talking about, standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now, when he had said these things, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Mm-hmm. So what did he do? He spoke, right? He spoke. Lazarus, come forth. And then it records in verse 44, and he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. That's what they used to dress. It's like grave clothes. That's how they buried him back then. So there's a lot in here, but Jesus spoke and rose Lazarus from the grave. He didn't have to go lay hands on him. Mm-hmm. He didn't even go in there. No, he called out in a loud voice. And Lazarus, who was dead for 4 days, got up and came to stand before Christ. Now, can you visualize this? Now, I want you to think in between the lines here that what they don't tell you is you think Lazarus came out and he looked like a zombie walking around? No.
Yeah.
He was not just raised from the dead, but he was healed and restored and renewed. He had a complete new body. You know, there was no decay in him. It was all cleansed and it was, you know, as if he had never died. He was restored to his previous state before whatever it was that took his life. So that, don't you think, is a miracle indeed?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Amen. Yes.
I know. So I want to share on who Jesus is so you can ponder these things. I know a lot of people who are in the Word stuff, they know who Jesus is, but it's always good to ponder what the Word says about God, what the Word says about Jesus. So Jesus, the Son of God, is life and is the Word. And the Bible tells us so. I'm not making this up. The Bible tells us this. When we read His Word, remember Jesus is the Word. Now you might think, I'm not so sure, Tammy. What are you talking about? Right? But in the beginning, in the book of John, it says, like Joe had talked about this earlier, John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then you jump down to verse 14. You can read the stuff in between on your own, but you jump down to verse 14, and it says, the Word became flesh and made its dwelling among us. We have seen His glory and the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So we're talking about Jesus. So the Word became flesh. Jesus Christ. The living Word. That's right. When you meditate on this, you will start to understand the power of God's Word. The Word was there in the very beginning, before God used His words to speak our physical world into creation. And through Christ, everything that we see, hear, touch, taste, was created through Jesus. Jesus is life. The Word is life. So let's look at another verse here, John chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. And through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. So think about that. In Him was life, meaning Jesus had the power of life within Him, and through Him and by Him, with that power of life, all things were made. You and I were made through Christ. Read you another verse. A lot to take in today. Maybe you have to, you know, watch the podcast again to kind of let it soak in. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So this tiny verse is so packed full of things. I think, Johanna, we could spend all day talking about this one verse. And maybe we will in a future episode. We're talking about doing some new little takes on some stuff. It'd be great just to dive in and just break a verse apart in every little intricate way. Because there's a lot here, you know. But I'm going to be focusing on the first sentence here. So Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. I suggest you really meditate on these three things. I've done this. I've pondered this over years, you know, here and there, of just what does that really mean when you really, really die? Because we can just glaze over scripture sometimes and not really take it in and let that seed root inside of us. So I'm going to break it down in three, each one down. The way. Jesus is the way for everything. All your problems, He is the answer. You need direction, He is the way. All you need is Jesus. Now, also notice that it says the way, not a way. There's not another option here. Right? Jesus is the way. The truth is the second one. Jesus is the truth. So believe in Him. Believe in His word. Anything that is contrary to the word or of Christ or of God is not truth. I know this is a lot for people to understand. You know, He is the truth. His word is the truth. It is not an option. He is the truth. And I know this goes against a lot of things that we see in our culture today. But when you need to know what the truth is on something, I don't care what politicians are telling you or what your best friends or even your family are telling you, the word Jesus is the truth. And he is the life. Jesus is the life. There's a big the in front of it. It's the life. Like we covered already, all things were created by him and through him. He is life. And through him, there is what? Everlasting life. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Amen, for sure. I love that. Thank you for taking us through that. You know, as Tammy said, Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. That's the word of God. No one can come to God except through him. That's the power of God's word, and that's who Christ is. Christ is the word of God, right? And so I hope that all of our listeners today have made that decision to choose Christ. You know, as God declares, he speaks, right? So in Ezekiel 18:32, it says, God takes no pleasure in the death of anyone. We were talking about this earlier. God didn't say, and let there be death. I mean, that is not what he said.
That would be horrible.
I mean, he did not say that. You know? He is saying right here in Ezekiel, don't take any pleasure in that. You know, it's not what he wanted. And he says, repent and live. So I want that to be you today, our listeners. You know, I want that to be you. I want you to hear the voice of God saying, you know, hey, repent and live. Turn back from that dark place. Come into the light. Be with me. You know, we've talked about that several times recently, and there must be somebody who is needing to hear that because we're repeating it, you know, and the Holy Spirit is the one who's saying, say this. Okay? So if it's you, just take it into your heart. And just meditate on the power of God's word. I mean, that's what we're talking about today, the power of God's word and how Jesus embodies that word. So as a part of that, I want you to keep your Bible. You had it out a minute ago with Tammy. Flip into the New Testament and go to Luke chapter 8. So I want you to join me in looking at that. You're going to see at the start of this chapter, as you're glancing at it, you know, that Jesus has been traveling around from place to place. And it says, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. So obviously when it says proclaiming, it means he's speaking the good news. He is not just walking around doing good deeds, hoping someone will notice him and ask, what makes you do these things, Jesus? And I know I say this in an odd way, and you might be going, obvious, state the obvious. But I'm saying that because many times in my life, I've heard fellow Christians say things like this. Well, I don't have to speak directly to other people about Jesus. They can see that I'm a Christian by how I treat them. But guess what? That is not what Jesus shows us. It says he proclaimed. That means spoke, as Tammy showed earlier. God speaks. Jesus proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God. And he expects us to do the same thing. So let's see what else Luke 8 has to say about the word of God. I mean, Jesus is talking here and he tells a parable. A parable basically means a story. And he's telling a story about a farmer who went out to sow his seed. And I don't know if you know anything about farming, but when the farmer sows seed, he takes the seed in his hand and he scatters it. He kind of throws it. So I want you to be picturing that. So as he scattered the seed, some of it fell along the path, and when it was on the path, it was trampled on and birds ate it. And then some of the seed that he scattered fell on rocky ground, and plants sprang up, but they withered pretty quickly because there was a lack of moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, and those thorns choked out the plants. And thankfully, I was so glad to hear the good part, thankfully, some of the seed fell on good soil, where it yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. And that's Jesus' story. So the disciples are sitting there going, I don't know what that means, Jesus. So they didn't understand the parable. So they asked Jesus about it. And he said that the seed is the word of God. So we're talking about God's powerful words here. Jesus himself illustrated the word of God as a seed. So I want you as a listener to imagine yourself as the farmer. in your life. You are the farmer in your life. And as you go about your day, here's the question. Are you scattering the word of God around? Are you telling others about God or Jesus, about what he's done in your life? Are you talking about this as you take the kids to the school or as you go to the store and interact with the cashier or as you are in your workplace? And I know that some workplaces, I just feel really led to say this. I used to work in a place that prohibited proselytizing. They don't prohibit you telling your story. This is my story. Let me tell you what God did for me this weekend. Right? You can tell your story. And so that's what Jesus is saying, is that my word, God's word, Jesus's word is so powerful, it can change a life. So why not take that seed, that word of God, and scatter it? Because you have a chance that some of the word of God that you are sharing will fall on good soil. And the person will hear the word and they will retain it. And guess what? That person will eventually produce a good crop of their own by taking their seeds, the word of God, and scattering it in more places, leading more hearts and lives to being changed by the word of God. I mean, this is the power of God's word. You can take it wherever you go. And as you share it, I promise it will not return void. You can read about this in Isaiah 55:11. The verse records God's words. He is speaking and he says, "So my word that comes from my mouth will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I please and will prosper in what I send it to do." You, listener, are an ambassador who takes God's powerful word into the world wherever you go. And yes, I acknowledge that you may not see the crop. You may not see what happens, but guess what? The Lord sees it. And he not only sees the crop that's grown, but he sees your heart. And he's going to reward your faith-filled efforts to share his powerful, life-changing word with others. Tammy, back over to you.
Wow. Wow. So many things were coming to my head where you were talking, like faith comes from hearing, hearing by the yes. word of God. You didn't say by demonstrating.
That's right. Hey, did you notice me over here? Yeah.
Because people might just think you're a good person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, there are people out there who don't know the Lord that are still good people. Exactly. It's not like they're all just wicked, terrible people. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of good people out there who have not received Christ, but they're yes. good. My stepfather, who raised me, was an atheist. Mm. He was a good man. You know, he believed, you know, that you always tell the truth, that you work with good work ethics, you do the right thing, you're honest, you know, you're trustworthy, you're dependable. He taught me a lot of good values and stuff, but he did not have Christ in his life. Did that? You know, it's sad. Yeah. It's sad because, you know, people think, well, I'm just going to be a good person that's going to get me into heaven. Mm-hmm. It's not. People need the word of God. And they need to understand the word of God. Part of it, the sower seed, if you study that passage about the different types of heart, different people who reject the word, what is the fertile ground? Mm-hmm. Not only do you have to hear the word, but you got to understand the word. You can listen to stuff all day. I mean, the disciples didn't even understand.
Yes.
They had to go ask Jesus, you know, to understand it, because your heart's got to be right too. Mm-hmm. It says it falls on good soil, good heart. But that's why with this podcast that we do, we try to take the word that might seem complicated and use the Holy Spirit to tell you and share God's word in a way that you can digest. Mm-hmm. You can say, I understand what they're saying. I've read that passage before and I never knew what it was talking about. Now I got a piece of the word. And when you understand the word, guess what? It's in your heart. You can take root and the enemy cannot. That's the part where the enemy can't steal the seed. You can't steal it if you understand the word and you put it in your heart. So I just think it's important to be able to share the word of God and to just share it in your own words. You don't have to be a scholar. You don't have to use fancy words. God will guide you in how to share your testimony or just, you know, maybe just a scripture that you learn. You finally understand. You go and you share it with people. God will use you in mighty ways. All you got to do is open up your mouth and let God speak through you, because he wants his word spoken. Mm-hmm. He wants his word spoken.
Amen.
I got off a little tangent there. But So we're going to get ready to close here. And I just want a few things I want to wrap up before we close. Is that, you know, so we have seen that the power of words come from God. Mm-hmm. Jesus, well, I say was the word, but basically Jesus is the word and is life. You know, Jesus also taught on the power of words. And next week, because he didn't just stop with him speaking them, we're his disciples. We're going to be imitators of Christ. We're going to be discussing next week what Jesus taught on the power of your words. That's right. We're preparing you. We're getting you ready about the things you should. You have power in mm-hmm. your words. He gave you power mm-hmm. in the words that you're going to speak. Now, I know for a lot of people that might be difficult. That's why you got to tune in next week so we can make it made clear to you. Right?
Amen.
So we hope in today's episode really enlightened you and that you would join us again next week to learn more about the power of your words.
Amen. Absolutely. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Now, yes. I got to tell you, I've really, you know, it's just been great just to, we have only scratched the surface of the power of God's word. And there's so much more mm-hmm. to discover. But I hope you as our listeners will meditate on this question. Think about it this week. You know, how have God's powerful words changed your life? I want you to really meditate on that. And as the answer comes forward, you know, that's part of your testimony that Tammy just talked about. Think on that, preparing your heart to just meditate on how has God's powerful word changed your life. And that's going to give you just that fruitfulness that you can share with others. So meditate on that this week. Well, thanks for taking the time to join us. Just as a reminder, depending on what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. If you want to be a sponsor of one of those episodes, contact us at loveandencouragement.com. Join us next time as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.